So he permits the Prabhupada to be used.
So far, I didn't see anything in the Sefer that Rav Mantel would have any objection to. But I know you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, you brought all the deus that went against the Chazon Ish by, right?
Yeah.
You brought the deus that are Cholik on the Chazon Ish is cool, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Rabotai, Shalom. Okay, so we're holding in package Aleph, Sichuch Machtolos. So we said like this: the Home Depot manufactures a partitions that are used with. They're made out of potim, like. Sticks of sorts, and they're held together as a partition through the metal rods. So the question is, now the metal rods holds it together. So if the metal rods hold it together, then it's mekabel tumah midaraisa. So how does the CRC permit it? So Rabbi first said, well, no, it's made. Because it's really made to be in the karka. So something that's made to be in the karka is not mekabel tumah. How do we know that? That's the Mishnah. Let's see that then. On page 4 and 5. It says, Kol kli matachos sheyesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo tamei. There was any kli that's made out of metal is tamei. And Bar Tanur says bein sheyesh lo beis kibul bein sheyesh lo beis kibul. Whether it has a receptacle or not. Right? So if you have a metal hammer, say. So that's mekabel tumah. So if you have a rod, a metal rod, so those are mekabel tumah. You use metal rods to do things with. That's mekabel tumah. Chutz min hadelus. Except for a door, metal door. Or min hanagar, page 5. Bartunov says, yatei shel barzel. It's also something that you stick into the ground. Uminamino, that's the lock, the metal lock. Vaposa shetacha satsir. Satsir vakor vatsinor shenasu lakarka. They're made, says the Bartanur, lishtamish bakarka. So since it's made for the karka, and generally, the klal is kol mechuber lekarka is harehu kekarka. But you need more than that. You need what? That it should be manufactured initially to be in the karka. So it's manufactured to be in the karka, and then it is in the karka, so then it's not Mekabel Tumah. You know, there is a... It's not Mekabel Tumah. It's Kak. There's a big machlokes between who and who. The Noda Behuda and the Giduloi Tara. The Noda Behuda Shita is that even though it's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's still a Kli. It's still a Kli. And therefore, it makes Maim Shuvim. And the Gula Taka says, no, it's like a piece of dirt. So it's not even a Kli. So that doesn't even make Maim Shuvim. This is a big question. You see, one of the things that we... one of the animamins today in the Jewish community is that animamin, that tap water, is not good for the mikvah. Right? And all the mikvahs today are based on that assumption, that you can't just go into tap water. So even though every woman today, she goes into tap water, but it's connected to the ashaka, to what? To mayim, make a shaman. But you should know that over the years, those that were in my mikvosh here, you know, there are horror stories that people didn't do proper hashakas. And if you didn't do a proper hashaka, then it feels possible. I know a case from a mikveh maker was telling me a case. This is like that they found out years later that the whole hashaka they were doing was no good. Okay, so they so the woman would need this, but it's even worse than that. What about all the geirim? All the geirim. He said, "This is Rav Nachum Rosenberg told me." They were geirim, they're not even alive anymore. So different rabbanim were trying to find kulas l'mafreya to, you know, but there are horror stories about me. So if you would hold, like the Gedula Tara Shita, the Gedula Tara held that, that what? That anything that's made for the karka, not only it's not mekabel tumah, but it's not a kli b'chlal, and it won't make shuvim. So what makes the tap water shuvim? Because they go into all these what? All these water containers, water, you know, pipes and tanks and things like that. But all those are made to be in the karka. So they're made to be, and they're mechuba l'karka. So if you hold that mechuba l'karka, it's not only a din that's not mekabel tumah, but it takes away the whole shem kli, then that's a limud, limud chus. That was the famous rabbi in San Francisco, Rabbi David Miller, right? He wrote the book was called The Secret of the Jew. And basically, he wrote a book in San Francisco, and you can look it on your phone, The Secret of a Jew, and basically it was a way how you can build a mikvah for like $5 in your own bedroom, in your own bathroom. And this is the way he wanted people to go to the mikvah. They don't want to go to the public mikvahs, but if they can have one in their own thing, then they would do it. So he showed you how you can make a mikvah. You just take three or four pieces of wood and put it in the corner of the room, then have a faucet, turn on the faucet, fill up that, it's like a booth, fill up that booth, and then you just go into the booth, and that's your mikvah. But that's assuming that tap water is good. So today we're not allowed to assume that. Like, that's like... You're not allowed to assume that. Like the Noda Behuda, one is the he argues and says, no, you're right, it's not Mekabel Tumah, but we have a Kli Gelolim, Kli Avonim, you have a Kli made out of stone, it's also not Mekabel Tumah, but still the halacha is that the water in the Kli Avonim is still Mayim Shuvim. So the Bedul Tara says no. Something that's made l'shamish as a karka is not. It's not a kli at all, and it won't even make mayim shuvim. So that was he was assuming to try to get people. You found it, and you found.
Yeah,
for the
Iron
Stasis.
What is? Right there, in Malta 30.
And the secret of
the Jew.
The Jew.
Secret of the Jew, a marriage guide, how to stay married, and what a married daughter of Israel must know, the fountain of youth and happiness. It's a long title.
Yeah, but, so that's what's his book. And so today we don't do that. And hopefully people go to the mikvah nonetheless. And but this is the Mishnah on page 5. That if you... all these things like a door... A door is made. What do you make a door for? You make a door to put in the building. So it's not Mekabel Tumah. So what they wanted to say, the CRC, is that these partitions that are made out of sticks, but also this metal rod, since it's made to lakarka, it's what? It is not Mekabel Tumah. And therefore you can be Mesachek with it.
So that was...
he's saying, even though it's a Kli that's not Mekabel Tumah.
Right.
So halacha is, it can't be Mekabel Tumah. So most of it is rods. Most of it is not rods. Most of it is... sticks, and then the rods keep the sticks together. So that was the so Nimrod had a kasha yesterday. Nimrod was bothered with the CRC. He's saying, but what's the din if you also with shamish as a karka, but in the end of the day you never use it with the karka? So then maybe it's back to the original thing that it's Mekabel Tumah. So all the cases in the Mishnah were about something that was made and then eventually is going to be used in the karka. But what about something that you made? Say, in other words, say, like somebody mentioned yesterday, say you made the door, but you decided we're not going to use this door in the building. I will use this door to, to put on the table, we'll put the door on top of the table, to cover the table. So then, and it's metal. So would we say that it's not Mekabel Tumah because it was made originally? Or we say, yeah, it was made originally, but maybe that's only if it comes to fruition. That's what Nimrod was bothered by. Yeah, and then that's the Node of Yehuda here. I mean, the Node of Yehuda talks about, he has another idea that he says, it's not enough that it's made to be part of the karka, page 11, Aleph on the bottom, the right bottom, page 11, Os Aleph, the right bottom. Klishel Guf Tashmishu in Tzorich Karka. You see, if something is, say I decide these shtenders, I want to glue them down to the floor here, because I don't want to walk away with them. So does that mean is it din mechubal karka? No, because the fact its usage has nothing to do with the fact that it's. It has to be that the usage is together with the karka, not that the karka is just incidentally there. See here, if I just have them, I make them, I'll stick them in the ground, But that's not its use. Its use has nothing to do with the ground. Right? Its use has to be... See, a door, the uses of the door is with the ground. So we have to see if Nimrod's right or not. That is like the one of the big questions in Judaism. Halacha can Nimrod on law? Yes. Okay, there's a Truva in Imre Yosha, page 19. Imre Yosha was Ramei Aris. What? He was the biggest poysik in Galicia. He was the Gadol Hador, right? You look him up on your phone. Ayin phone. He was the poysik Hador, but Ramei Aris. Mayor?
Oh, Mayor.
Arik, page 19. Mm-hmm. So this is the Shaila he has. Aldashe Lotzuk Shasholchim Lulovim Lamakon Acher. Whereas when they would ship Lulovim from one place to another, say they would wrap them up, the Lulovim, in like mats. Basically, they were mats that were made out of kanim, and there was some type of chut that was mechabel tuma that was holding the bamboos or the kanim together, so it'll be one mat. So the question is. Okay, so now they delivered the bamboos, right? So the question was, now they delivered the bamboos, they delivered the lulavim, and they were wrapped in these mats. Now can I use the mat for schach? In other words, the mats were the things that were wrapping the bamboo. What? Oh, excellent, excellent question. Robert Brody, excellent. Robert Brody has asked a question. We learned that in the Chayadim and the others, that if you have something that's covering for the Skora is Mekabel Tumah. So it should be a no-brainer that it's no good, right? Yep. So he says, So unless he's not working with that shita. But it's an excellent question. So that's what he says in the last paragraph. He says, Bekonim ka'elu shemchabim zel, on the left of page 20, the left arrow. Bekonim ka'elu shemchuborim zel azel al yidei chutei barzel shekorim drat. Davda drat ein shem kliyola veinam kabel tumul komokom kemen the machzik ha'kanim shelo yispardu. Will I have it mamit? That's what we said yesterday. There was not the din derabbanan of mamid, the din derais of mamid, that if something's mekabel tumma that's holding the thing together, then the whole thing's mekabel tumma. Basovim, there's lean and basar hamamid, nasa kulo kli matchas. So then the whole thing is kli matchas. Lean mikveh, shechoshes kai gavno, mil sham havi mamid gomor. You don't have rachibur kol shehu. Yeah, the Lord Ami Lamaimid. He says, in other words, he quotes the Beis Shlomo, the Tshuva's Beis Shlomo. He says maybe this is not called Mamid. Again, this is the Daraisa din of Mamid. Of the case that the Beis Shlomo was speaking about is you have like a box, like the David Miller case. Remember David Miller? You're making a box, and you're going to put the wood in the box, so the box can't be Mekabel Tumah. So obviously, it's not a box that has a bottom to it. Because if it had a bottom, then it's a kli. It can't be told what a kli. It was like a booth that there was no bottom to it. And then it's in the house. The house is karka. Okay? So he said, so over there, what were you doing? You were taking some metal nails or screws to keep the box tight so the water won't seep out. So he says, so that is a big shaila, that maybe now the whole box is considered mekabel tumah. And that would be a problem for the mikveh, that the mikveh is being held up by something being mekabel tumah. But here he says, you're not making a box. You're making what? You know, where it had a floor, but there was a hole in it or whatever. But here it's just keeping sticks together, stringing sticks together. So maybe that's not a mamid. Because it's just keeping... That's different than a box. You have a mami gomo, you go to the rachibur kosher, near the lodami of the mami. We have sinner closest, so we want to say that, well, maybe that's not a mami. I don't know. We'll see. I think in a future pack we'll see that one of the Afronim says as far as that if basically it's functional without the metal rod, it's just it keeps it together better. I mean, really you don't need it to be together. You can have singular pieces. But it's just more convenient to have it together, so that wouldn't make it a din mam. But if the whole thing wouldn't be able to be used without the metal rod, then the metal rod is meaningful. So the box wouldn't be able to be used without the screws to tighten it together, so that would be a mamid. And the partition. So that's this Kiddush. But the question that still needs to be addressed is Nimrod's question. And that's what he writes in the CRC on page 22, that they wanted to say, that refers to the Rav Moshe asked the Venetian blinds, because the Venetian blinds is not made to be Mishamish or Sakarka, because it's not attached to the... Well, right. So he says, right, so it's no good. Rav Moshe says it wasn't good in Venetian blinds. So that's why he wants to answer that at first, that he wanted to say that the Venetian blinds are no good because it was aurig, right? There was a cloth that was keeping it together. The cloth was, so once it's aurig, the whole thing is mekabel tumah. The only thing is, well, maybe it's Meshamish Makarka. So Moshe says, no, Venetian blinds is not Meshamish Sakarka because, and it's only the Tzorach Adam. So what does that mean? So he explains, first, the Venetian blinds is just hooked into the thing, but it's not attached. The question is, what is something? What does attached mean? How strongly does it have to be attached? I mean, Shimon, you showed me the partitions. How far down do they go into the ground?
6 inches.
6 inches. Yeah, so they do 6 inches.
So you go 6 inches. So then you go
6 inches. 6 inches. So you say it's so then it's chazak. So then you can say that it's not Nasis L'Shamish, it's not Nasis L'Shamish, and it's used together with the Karka. Is that called used with the Karka? I guess so, it was just used with the Karka. That's if you want to make a partition, you use it with the Karka. Right. So what do you think? So, meaning? You mean even 6 inches you can pull out very easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying maybe that's not a...
Well, you can't be sure. I mean, it's probably pretty sturdy. The mask you need to take out.
Right. So in other words, maybe if something is easily... take that, then you don't call that Mechuba
Karka. I
don't know, this door you wouldn't be able to take out, but in the doors in the time of Chazal, the door of today you won't be able to take out, but the door in time of Chazal, Robert, what about the doors in time of Chazal? Probably pull it out. I had mentioned you could pull it out. Because what Robert is saying is what makes something mechuber l'karka? Because maybe if it's so easy, then that's not called mechuber. Mechuber is mechuber. Yeah. Okay. So we'll have to talk more. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll give you the next packet. We'll see more about this topic. Today we saw the Me'arik Skiddush, that maybe there's a difference between a box and a row of things. We saw the Noda Behuda, we saw the Mishnah of Kalim, and we'll, Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow. Okay. Just in case.